This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب صدق الله العظيم Respected Asatizai Kiram, Ulamai Kiram, Dear friends and my beloved elders in Islam, we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending salutations upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قِسَسِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, that indeed there is a lesson for the intelligent ones, for the clever ones, for the ones who ponder in the incidents that have occurred in the past. That is why you must have seen that upon many occasions, upon many Jumu'ah, the scholars speak about great personalities from the past. Because we as humans tend to follow examples of great personalities. We get inspired by great individuals. So it is a good thing to do, it is a good trait. It is a good thing which the scholars do. And today inshallah, we will talk about one young great personality, one young great companion from the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why a young great companion we'll be speaking about? Because today we as elderly ones, we as adults complain about our children that they are not implementing the teachings which we want them to implement. What is the reason? The reason is that a child, a youth adopts or learns or has knowledge regarding what he has to see or regarding what he is aware about. So for example, if a child is a soccer fan, he will try and follow the famous personality in that field. He will try and follow the famous personality in that field. Or for example, a child or a youth follows a certain drama, show or series, then he wants to be the main character in that certain series. Because he gets attached. Now what is our responsibility as the elderly ones? We have to educate our youth. We have to educate our children regarding the great individuals and great personalities that come from our history. The moment we do that, we will give them a choice that here is a soccer fan and here is a sahabi. Choose for yourself. Who has a greater life? Here is the person you are talking about from the series and here is a great sahabi. Choose for yourself. So we as elderly ones need to educate our children regarding the young sahaba. So we'll be talking about Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Who was Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal was from the Ansar, from the people, from the Sahaba who belonged to Medina, and he belonged to the Khazraj tribe. And he was amongst the 70 Sahaba who came for the pledge of Aqaba to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Makkah. The pledge of Aqaba, where the Sahaba took an oath that we are going to learn your teachings and we are going to convey it to others. So from those 70 Sahaba, Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as young as he was, he belonged to that group. So from this we can already know that in his young age, he must be regarded as a responsible youth of the society. Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed all the Sahaba that Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal is a'lamuhum bil halal wal haram. He is the most knowledgeable regarding halal and haram. If we have to put it in our terms, then we have to say that he was the greatest mufti of his time. He was the greatest mufti of his time. In another hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, the representative of the scholars, the flag of the scholars, will be in the hands of Hadrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and all the scholars will be standing behind him, and they will enter into Jannah behind Hadrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So all these great scholars we know of, or we know about from our country or from any other country, or we have heard about them in the past, they will all be standing behind this great mufti, Hadrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hadrat Shahr radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions that whenever Hadrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was amongst the Sahaba looked at him with utmost respect. And when Hadrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu stayed quiet, people felt his dignity. And when he spoke, people felt his awe. Hadrat Buhayra rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that when I went to Syria in Hims and I entered into a masjid, I saw a man sitting on the minbar and giving a dars, giving a class, and everyone was surrounding him. And as this man was speaking, there was noor emanating from his mouth. There was noor emanating between his teeth. So I asked the people around me, who is this man? Who is this man? And they told me, this is Mu'adh ibn Jabal. This is Mu'adh ibn Jabal. So that is Mu'adh ibn Jabal. Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who used to say, عَجَزَتِ النِّسَاءُ أَن يَلِدْنَ مِثْلَ مُعَادْ أَبْنَ جَبَلْ عَجَزَتِ النِّسَاءُ أَن يَلِدْنَ مِثْلَ مُعَادْ أَبْنَ جَبَلْ The women have failed to give birth to the likes of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You see, Hadrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away before Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So when Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was on his deathbed, people came and asked him regarding the next Khalifa, that who should we appoint as the next Khalifa. Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned several names, and then at last he said that if Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was alive, I would have mentioned his name to be the next Khalifa. And then he said that after I die and I go and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was going to ask me that, oh Umar, who did you appoint as the next Khalifa? I would have replied, أَعْلَمُهُمْ بِالْحَلَالِ وَالْحَرَامِ I've appointed someone who's the most knowledgeable regarding halal and haram, and he's none other than Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That is the status, that is the youngster at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mu'adh ibn Jabal. Respected elders and friends, inshallah now I would like to narrate two or three incidents from the life of Hadrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, or two or three conversations that took place between Hadrat Mu'adh and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that shows us that who this great personality was and what kind of status this youngster had at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The famous incident where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is seated with Hadrat Mu'adh, and randomly he says to him that, oh Mu'adh, inni uhibbuk. Mu'adh, inni uhibbuk. Oh Mu'adh, I love you. Oh Mu'adh, I love you. The scholar mentioned that this is the distinction of Hadrat Mu'adh. This is the honor of Hadrat Mu'adh. You will never find such a statement coming out from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding any other sahabi. So this is the distinction of Hadrat Mu'adh. Then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him that لا تدعن في دبر كل صلاة أن تقول اللهم إني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. Oh Mu'adh, I love you. Don't forget to say after every salah, Allahumma inni ala dhikrik. Oh Allah, assist me in remembering you. Wa shukrik, assist me in being grateful to you. Wa husni ibadatik, assist me in performing your worship in the best manners. So the scholars mention that there is a lesson which we learn from this incident. Especially for the scholars, for the elderly ones, for the people who are active in the field of da'wah, for the people who love to advise, the lesson is that look at the approach of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He motivated Hadrat Mu'adh through love, through sympathy, through kindness. He didn't motivate him by giving him names, by giving him titles, or by approaching him in a disrespectful or a discouraging manner. The approach was that of a kindness. He didn't say that, look at your face, you look so ugly without beard. You have come with such a face in the masjid. T-shirt per in a masjid mahavigyo. You have come in the masjid with these kind of clothes. No. He used love. He used kindness. That is what we are supposed to learn. Especially the scholars. When we are advising, let us have the approach of love and muhabbat. That is the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is the first incident between Hadrat Mu'adh and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at this other incident between Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Hadrat Mu'adh, which shows us how close these people were to each other. And this is the most painful incident you will find in the history, in the life of Hadrat Mu'adh. It comes in narrations that when the people of Yemen approached Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding sending someone to teach them deen, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose Hadrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And I want the youngsters to note this. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose him and made him an in charge of Yemen, he was only 18 to 20 years old. He was only 18 to 20 years old. Are we prepared as youth today to take up such a responsibility? Or have the elderly ones put such an effort into the youngsters that they can send them for such a great responsibility? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent him and he was 18 to 20 years old. Now I know that Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala who started living for Yemen, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went out and started holding his camel, the reins of his camel. So that Mu'adh said that, "Oh Prophet of Allah, you don't have to do this out of respect." So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, "No, you are the messenger of Allah. So I have to give you that respect." Then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam grabbed his animal and then they started walking together. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam started advising him. The first thing he said to him was that, "Mu'adh, bashira, give glad tidings to people. Give glad tidings to the people where you are going. وَلَا تُنَفِّرَا, don't disunite them. يَسِّرَا وَلَا تُعَسِّرَا, take it easy on them. Don't make things difficult for them. O Mu'adh, إِيَّاكَ وَالتَّنَعُمْ, إِيَّاكَ وَالتَّنَعُمْ, Mu'adh, stay away from luxury. Because the bones and the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stay away from luxury. O Mu'adh, أحسن خلقك للناس, أحسن خلقك للناس, O Mu'adh, display the best of conduct and character. In other words, the way to win over people is not by dictatorship, is not by forcing them, it is by showing good conduct and character. O Mu'adh, have sincerity in whatever you do, because even the smallest act of sincerity is acceptable in the court of Allah, and the greatest act without sincerity is unacceptable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As he was advising, they reached in the outskirts of Medina. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped. And then he said to him that, "Oh Mu'adh, how are you going to deal with the affairs of the people? How are you going to judge them when they come up with a problem?" So Hadrat Mu'adh replied that, "Oh Prophet of Allah, I will take out the solution from the Holy Quran." So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "What if you don't find it in the Quran?" He said, "I'll take out the solution from your statements, from your hadith." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "What if you don't find it in the hadith?" So then Hadrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala who replied that, "Oh Prophet of Allah, then I will combine both and I will extract principles from Quran and hadith and then I'll give out the solution." So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face beamed with happiness that the messenger of the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on the right path. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uttered the most painful statement. He said to him that, "Oh Mu'adh, asa Allah talqani ba'da ami hadha, la'allaka tamurru bi masjidi wa qabri hadha." "Oh Mu'adh, this might be the last time we are meeting. The next time when you come, you might have to pass on my grave or on my masjid." The moment Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, it was like the clouds fell on Hadrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal. His back was stiff. There was tear in his eye and he started weeping like a child. He started crying like a child. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned away in order to not distract him from his mission. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, that, "Oh Mu'adh, inna ulan nasi biyal muttaqoon hina ma kanu wa haythu ma kanu." "Oh Mu'adh, I understand. You are feeling the pain. I understand. When you come back, you won't find me. But remember one thing. The most beloved to me, the most close to me are those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as long as you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will be close to me, even if you don't find me. And this is what the life of Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu is teaching us. That is what it is teaching us. When it comes to reaching out to people, when it comes to fulfilling the mission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us stand out of the crowd. Let us go out. Let us reach out to the people. That is what we learn from this incident of Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And when Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu came back, obviously in the history, this is the last conversation recorded between Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Hazrat Mu'adh. So when he came back at the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he stayed. Then at the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he requested Hazrat Umar that, "O Umar, allow me to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Syria." Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu never wanted him to go because of his knowledge. So Hazrat Umar insisted that he shouldn't go, but Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu chose going to Syria. Now when he went to Syria, Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu was caught up in a plague. He was caught up in a plague. The whole of Amwas, it was known as the plague of Amwas. Almost 25,000 people died in that plague. So even Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu was caught up in this plague, and he used to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, "O Allah, give me a fair share and give my family a fair share of this plague and your mercy." Why he used to call it a mercy? Because once Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha regarding plague, and Hazrat Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that plague is a punishment for non-believers and it is a mercy for the believers. And as for a person who has to practice patience in this plague and he dies, then he'll be counted a martyr. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually prophesied regarding the plague of Syria that whoever dies in that plague will be counted a martyr. So Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala who knew about this. That is why he used to say that, "Allah ta'ala, give me and my family members a fair share of this plague." And that is why his son, Abdul Rahman, a very beloved son of his, who was a strong believer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was also caught up in this plague before that Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself. It comes in narrations that when Hazrat Abdul Rahman, his son, was on his deathbed, Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to visit him. And he asked him, "Kaifa anta ya waladi?" "Oh my son, how are you doing?" And the son replied, "Al-haqqu min rabbika fala takum min al-mumtarin." Haqq, truth is from Allah. And you will not find me from those who question or who doubt the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he replied through a verse of the Holy Quran. And then Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "Wa ana satajiduni insha'allahu min as-sabirin." In that case, you will also find me from those who are patient, who practice patience when a calamity has to befall upon, when a calamity has to fall upon them. So he also replied with a verse of the Holy Quran. And then the son passed away. Then later on, Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also caught in the plague. And when he was on his deathbed, the statement recorded in the books which he uttered is that, "O Allah, throughout my life, I stayed fearing you. I used to fear you. But now it is time to meet you. Allah, I'm yearning to meet you. I love you, Allah. I love you, Allah." So that sahabi who was told by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, "I love you," is saying in his last moments to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, "Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I love you." That is the status of Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And all the stories and the life of Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu is teaching us that let us learn to focus in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what it is teaching us. Let us look at ourselves. The calamity is on our door. What have we started focusing on? Face mask, no face mask. Social distancing, no social distancing. Fan on, no fan on. Look at the life of Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They were focused on pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a calamity. And this problem comes in when the people who are not in charge start taking up the responsibility for the things they are not supposed to. That is when the problem comes in. As individuals, as a general Muslim, let us focus on pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us leave other responsibilities for the people in charge. Or let me put it in simple terms. When a doctor starts repairing a car, and when a mechanic starts working on someone's body, then the problems will come in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to practice on whatever has been said. Ameen.